The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And again, folks, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is the 4th of July, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, it's interesting, in the state of Minnesota here, it is 100, is it 100 degrees right now? It's crazy hot. 97 degrees. Well, by the end of the day, we're going to be there. Mm-hmm. Without doubt.
Yeah, if you walk outside.
What's the heat index? Can anybody tell me that? Oh, you know, this is like the worst time. How do I say this the right way? Especially in hot weather, you have to take care of yourself because if you don't.
Good hygiene is important.
Because what'll happen. I'm trying to say this the right way without trying to be mean about it. Sometimes you get out of the airplane and you're sitting next to a guy that's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
And it smells like
heavy set.
Didn't quite clean himself all the way through. It's like you got to be careful in this kind of temperature because that brother will smell like
that aroma baked carries
pie of manure out on the field. The heat index here is 113 degrees.
Woo!
That's hot.
It's hot. It's hot.
It's really hot.
What?
Folks, if you'd like to check us out, please check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check me out on my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on Twitter, which is Bradley Dean 1, my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to call in, please do. We took this time out today because we wanted to be with you. So give us a call and let us know that it mattered to you, if you would. We love new callers again. That number again is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And today on the 4th of July, this marks our 236th birthday as a nation.
Six. Okay, 236.
Speaking of that hygiene stuff, I don't know how the founders did it. No air conditioning. It was squelching hot in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And all of those clothes.
Well, even down south at the Hermitage, Mr. Andrew Jackson's house, we went through there, and they didn't have screens.
Mm-hmm. And have the mosquito nets over their beds.
How else would I say that, but that would suck?
Yeah.
In more ways than one, because if the mosquito lands on you,
yeah,
he's going to suck the blood out of you.
That's right.
And if he's bothering you, and yeah.
Mosquitoes like it when it sucks.
They're nuisance. Yes.
Those little pests.
Yes.
But folks,
little suckers.
Literally.
Yes.
On our birthday as a nation, there's a story that we posted. I'm actually put it on Facebook as well, the Sons of Liberty Facebook. But just so everybody understands, all of you that are out there celebrating America.
Can I tell the people first and foremost as to what this is about? Because I would like to lay the premise as to what you're going to say, because it will outrage the American people. Today, July 4th, 1776, will be the most memorable epoca or epica in the history of America. That's a weird word, friends, that old English stuff. I'm apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations, which is us, as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated, said John Adams, the second president of the United States, as, listen carefully, as the day of deliverance. Deliverance by whom? Deliverance from captivity from a tyrant named King George by solemn acts of devotion to, guess who, folks? God Almighty. God Almighty.
Yep.
John Quincy Adams has got one as well, but go ahead, Jake.
He said, why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior, this is his son, of the world,
amen,
your most joyous and most venerated festive season returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is so indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior that it forms a leading event in the progress of the gospel dispensation? Is it not that the Declaration of Independence first organized the social compact on the foundation of the Redeemer's mission upon earth, that it laid the cornerstone of human government upon the first precepts of Christianity? Talking about blending a little church and
folks,
state together.
It doesn't take effort to dig this stuff up.
Nope, it's all there.
It's all there.
As a matter
it's
of fact,
right in front of our face.
I've got one, President Calvin Coolidge, on the 150th anniversary. No one can examine this record and escape the conclusion that in the great outlining of its principles, the Declaration was the result of the religious teaching of the preceding period. These are found in the texts, the sermons, the writings of earlier colonial clergy, who were earnestly undertaking to instruct their congregations in the great mystery of how to live, placing every man on a plane where he acknowledged no superiors or no one possessed any right to rule over him.
Yep.
He must inevitably choose his own rulers through a system of self-government.
Yeah.
That was at the 150. Then we skipped.
That's why George Washington wasn't called the monarch of the United States or the president of the United States. He was called the father of the United States.
Yep.
He was looked to as a father, as a patriarch for the American people.
Oh, gosh, and that's
a
great point, too. I mean, go to the 200th anniversary. You just made a point of George Washington was the first commander-in-chief of the armed forces of America.
Yeah.
He
and by the way,
battle.
He stepped out voluntarily as well. He could have remained in power, but he chose not to do it. That takes an extraordinary man.
That's right.
Yes.
And he was the only one to do it. Our bicentennial. This is the 200th anniversary. President Gerald Ford. All these presidents acknowledging it, as you said in your prayer.
Good, bad, or ugly.
That's right. At the prayer at the Capitol. Yeah. All presidents. Our bicentennial is the happiest birthday of all the 50 states of a commonwealth and self-governing territories. Not just a celebration of the 13 colonies. The earliest English settlers carried the Bible and Blackstone's commentaries. American families and prairie schooners like these took with them and overland trails the principles of equality and God-given rights of the Declaration of Independence.
We'll be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Sons of Liberty is the only radio program that I've heard where they actually walk their talk. They apply it to their lives and show real leadership. And this is the kind of stuff that America needs to hear if we're ever going to reform ourselves and give hope for our next generation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where that great old wrath of sword. He has loosed the fateful lightning.
On that. Amen. Really quick, talking about the 4th of July, Independence Day, Webster's 1828 defines out as a state of being not dependent upon governments. Yeah? Complete exemption from control of governments. Yeah? Speaking of lawlessness, of course, and iniquity and tyrannical behavior from those that are in government today. So in saying that, I thought it would be interesting to share with you. Jake, did you want to share that?
Yeah,
folks, this is going to blow you away.
This is while we're all.
Well, John Adams, the second president, said this. The revolution was effected before the war commenced. The revolution was in the minds and hearts of the people. A change in their religious sentiments of their duties and obligations, that of the precepts that were given unto them by God. So their obligations were to God. This radical change in the principles, opinions, sentiments, and affections of the people was the real American Revolution. The revolution brought them to God. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is what the second president of these United States said. None other than John Adams himself. Now, remember what I just said to you, and I want you to hear closely and pay attention closely as to what Jake's going to tell you of modern-day government and what they're, assaulting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're seeing it all over again. This is crazy.
Draw a parallel to that, because before we get into it, I just want to let everybody know why our founders declared independence when they created the document What they did by writing the Declaration of Independence was considered treason by King George III.
Yep.
Treason against the country.
They were called dangerous and designing men by a tyrant.
Yep.
Go ahead.
So here, just keeping that in mind, now fast forward to 2012 on our 236th birthday of independence, celebrating that document, the Declaration of Independence.
Yep.
There's a study done by the University of Maryland that was funded by the Department of Homeland Security.
Yep.
They're studying out terrorists and terrorist groups.
Yeah.
And let me ask you the question. Are you reverent of individual liberty?
Yes.
Yes.
Millions and millions and millions and millions of people. I just seen thousands of people right out in front of our shop here in the state of Minnesota that were reverent towards the 4th of July, Independence Day. Yes, indeed.
Suspicious of centralized federal authority?
Yeah. Yeah.
Our founders were.
No question about it.
Give us a declaration.
We're not to have any affiliation in the sense of the UN. We're not supposed to be, I hate saying that word, to say in bed. I just, it's dirty. I don't even like saying
in
that.
In league, that's right.
Yeah, we're not supposed to be in league or in covenant with these people, but we are. So ignore the facts here, DHS, but
I
go ahead.
Is anybody suspicious, for example, when we talk about centralized federal authority, of maybe the Supreme Court justices having an affinity with the executive branch or the Department of Justice being...
I think the word alliance is more fitting. That's what I'm looking for. Alliance, that's right.
So, I mean, is anybody concerned about that
jokers?
Right now?
Right.
Yeah.
I think everybody is.
Yeah. How about a grave threat to national sovereignty or personal liberty?
In other words, if you don't agree with... Or if you find yourself at odds with the president that's going to war with anybody that's stopping illegal immigrants into America, I think 3 million people are pretty much at odds with this administration. Yeah.
So not only are our founding fathers, the document, the Declaration of Independence, but the Sons of Liberty are considered, quote, extreme right-wing, unquote, terrorists.
By the Department of Homeland Security.
Right. Yep. Yeah. They funded this study by the University of Maryland, Hot Spots of Terrorism and Other Crimes in the United States, 1970 to 2008.
Yeah.
The study says that right-wing extremists are, quote, groups that believe that one's personal and or national.
Can I wait. Ding 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 ding. Gotta stop and ask you a question. Yep. Where has a right winger let's put it this way, an American, a Christian, a conservative, where have they ever committed a crime against their own people in this country?
Well, I know about the crimes we discovered yesterday, these hate crimes. They're perpetrated by
lawless, un-American socialists.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, as they said
last
year.
So they're not the terrorists is what you're telling me, Jake? Department of Homeland Security?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No. That's not what the study tells us.
Okay.
They're not the terrorists.
Okay.
I mean, you know, because the 4th of July is obviously, like they told us last year, it's a Republican holiday. It's not a Democrat holiday.
Right.
I mean, Democrats don't celebrate the Declaration of Independence.
Well, and soon enough, the modern conservatives will capitulate on that one, too.
Yeah, they might just say, well, we can't call it the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Let's call it Celebration Day.
Yeah, let's call it another day of vacation for us as we get
there. There we go.
It's just like Christmas. We hate Christmas, too.
That's right. Can't call it that.
Well, then you know what? Stay there for an extra 2 weeks, dog.
That's right.
Woof, woof.
Well, we take it off, you know. We'll figure something out.
Yeah, I mean, we even got some of these jokers out there today getting rid of the fireworks. They're putting up lasers instead of fireworks.
Oh, laser works.
Yeah.
I wonder who's making the money on that.
I don't know.
Well, right wing.
But you Americans can't have those dangerous fireworks.
We can't trust you with it.
No.
If we do, like, federal fireworks, maybe then.
I suppose.
I don't know. But we'll tax you for that, though.
Sure.
You can all help pitch in.
Right.
Well, not everybody. Only some people.
Sure.
The right wing extremists are groups that believe one's personal and or national way of life is under attack and is either already lost or that the threat is imminent. That's a terroristic thought.
Yeah.
Remember King George III.
Now, let's put the question back to our listeners, friends. And by the way, if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. This is going to be a smiling show.
Yes.
We're all smiling. We're all cheesing here right now. And I want to keep it on this note, but I want you to show what this administration is doing.
Right.
Folks, they are calling you the terrorists.
The enemy has taken their mask off.
When in fact... Who is the terrorist?
That's
who is committing the crimes and who are contriving these crimes to make enemy out of anyone that they so choose?
And this is so beautiful because everybody knows King George is bad.
A real bad.
Our signers are good.
Yes, good.
So now our signers and people that have the same mentality that our signers did and celebrate the Declaration of Independence
are bad.
Are bad?
That's what they're saying.
I thought they were good.
No, they're bad.
They're bad?
I mean, then again, we got a Janet Napolitano who thinks she's a
good?
Boy anyways.
Is she good?
Well, no, she's backwards. She thinks she's a boy.
Ah.
Yes, when in fact, Janet, I got to tell you, sister, look down.
I don't think she goes to the beauty
shop. You're not hooked up that way, sissy.
I don't think she goes to the beauty parlor to get her hair fixed. I think she goes to the barber.
She does. Yeah. The Marine Corps.
That gives it away.
Straight up, dude. Straight up.
What, do they pump the chair up really high so they make sure it flattens to the ceiling?
Yeah, so what are you doing today, brother? I'm just attacking anybody that's guarding our borders. Right-wing is turning to Politano.
Right-wing extremists.
Yeah, then you got to go down.
Those people that love this country, man, those that fought and died. Yeah.
And just think about this. Another one, just to go to the core a little bit. Mm-hmm. These are the people that are desecrating the graves of our veterans, friends. Don't forget that.
Calling our founders terrorists?
Yes, they are. Matter of fact, even I believe that some of these organizations even want to get rid of the crosses that are over the heads of our fallen soldiers over my dead body.
That's right.
Amen.
And over our founders' dead bodies, we just laid
our over my living body, my dead body, because you ain't taking it dog.
And you're not going to die when you stand up. These clowns
melt. They're laughing.
Like in The Wizard of Oz.
They're completely laughing, friends. They're completely laughing. You know, it's interesting. I just seen, I was doing my commentary for tomorrow, right? Which goes out
which
on
I'm WND. That's
so am I. I thought it turned out well, but I only wanted to spend 15 minutes on it. I'm in there for 2.5 hours. Yeah. But all of a sudden, I looked outside my window, and all of a sudden, I seen thousands of people stand up. And lo and behold, guess who's at the front of the parade, friends? The veterans that have already paid the price to give us what we have. You know what those veterans were probably thinking to themselves? Well, thank you for the respect that you're showing me, but how about you get in this with us? We've already done our part. How about now you do your part?
That's right.
All right? And deal with these jokers domestically.
That's right.
Because they are anti-Americans in every sense of the word. They are.
They are, exactly. Yep.
But
well, they call you.
And also keep in mind, you're paying, you're footing the bill for them to destroy the country.
That's right.
Don't forget about that either.
As a matter of fact, this study that I'm reading to you.
By force. Extortion, friends.
Yep.
Do as I say or else.
Then this study cost $12 million of those dollars that you pay in taxes.
$12 million to figure out who the bad guy is.
That's right.
Well, we already know who the bad guy is.
Now right-wing extremists, furthermore, believe in the need to be prepared by taking part in paramilitary preparations and training or survivalism.
Okay, wait. Are you telling me like those people in Michigan a couple years ago that went out in the woods and because they had guns and green jackets... That's right, and the media came along and started calling them those wicked
that's
militia
right.
guys.
Yep.
Whatever happened to that, by the way? Was there a result, or did they just kind of sweep that under the rug and forget? But they got out there what they wanted to get out
they
there.
Got
those
the headline,
bad militia guys,
yeah. Bad guys protecting our liberty. I mean, bad founding fathers, bad George Washington forever dreaming of
and
taking
bad,
on.
And bad John and bad Thomas. And
Benjamin, what were they thinking?
Well, I think they're telling on themselves. How come Obama's not categorized as a terrorist?
Wow, that's a good point. Maybe because he doesn't agree with our founders, our founding principles.
But isn't that what we've been told since September 11th, that those are terrorists who fought against our Constitution?
I guess his wife doesn't really think much of the flag.
Uh-oh, turning the lights on. Hey.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Pharmaceuticals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed. Or your money back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, let's stick to topic, okay? It's the 4th of July. Just giving you the news and giving you the information as to lead you away from the modern conservative.
Get away.
1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, just real quick, do you remember a couple years back? The whole Michigan militia was a big deal for a minute, and all of a sudden it just disappeared. One of our producers just went online. You couldn't find it. You don't know why you can't find it? Because they don't need it anymore.
Yeah.
They get the information out there. They try to scare everybody into submission. No! Nay, not. Yeah? Yeah. They're trying to convince you that guns are bad.
Bad guns.
Real bad.
Bad. What else is bad?
They want you to be a bunch of sheep.
What else is bad, Obama?
Whatever he thinks he wants it to be, right?
Bad.
Now, let's leave this on a good note. Let's instill some courage into the American people, some backbone. If we wish to be free, said Patrick Henry, one of the Sons of Liberty, if we mean to preserve inviolate those inestimable privileges from which we have been so long contending, if we mean not basely to abandon the noble struggle in which we have been so long engaged, and which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained, we must fight.
You know what? Speaking.
That's grace, dude. Yes,
that is
that's
grace.
Perseverance, yeah. And that is grace. What is the definition? A continued state.
In grace until preceded by a state of glory.
That's right.
Perseverance.
Yes, indeed, dude.
You know about
Webster's 1828, baby.
Speaking of fighting.
That was a good man.
Good man.
Yes.
Good son of
Yes. Glory. He's not. Hey, listen, let me say it this way. He's not a sheep.
No. He doesn't baa.
He's the shepherd.
He's a shepherd.
Yes.
And he stuck up for his sheep. As he led many in military command. About one-third of the group of those that signed the Declaration of Independence served as militia officers.
Oh.
Most seeing wartime action. Four of these men, Thomas Hayward Jr., Arthur Middleton, Edward Rutledge, and George Walton, as well as Richard Stockton, were taken captive. So they were literally taken by the enemy. This wasn't like...
Well, Cornwallis underestimated the power of the militia. That's why, folks, if they can scare you out of being who you are as the militia, all males, 18, hello, right? Guess what? You just neutered yourself in the face of tyranny.
That's right.
That's right.
Because they overcame those odds. And if you look at it, these are our statesmen, our political people determining policy for our country, are out there on the battlefield, four of them caught by the enemy. So it wasn't like they were just, you know, I remember when George Bush flew in the Air Force. Nobody really knows much about his military career other than, you know, there's something.
No, we do know a couple guys died in the process of trying to come out and saying that he was never in the military.
And as, you know, he flies in on the aircraft carrier and celebrates everybody and then flies back out.
Yeah, with mission accomplished behind the back. Yeah.
Having done nothing.
That went over pretty well, didn't it, there, Bush boy?
That's right. And then you've got Obama, 70% of the deaths in Afghanistan, the president of peace, right?
Right.
As he's the commander in chief.
President of peace slaughtering innocent people.
Right.
Yeah,
70% of the fatalities.
Innocent people. Never been attacked by that country. Yeah.
But he's never been. He flies over to the Islamic countries and shakes their hands and bows to them and things like that. Not taken captive by tyranny.
No. He's in agreement with them.
The homes
Alliance.
Of,
friends.
That's right.
Yeah, league.
Risking nothing.
Yeah.
But our founders, the homes of nearly one-third of our signers were destroyed or damaged.
Yeah.
The families of few were scattered with British as the British.
These are your forefathers' friends, yep.
And confiscated their estates. And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, our founders mutually pledged to each other their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor.
And that just happens to be found at the very end of the Declaration of Independence. Yeah, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Amos 3:3.
You can't.
That's crazy stuff, isn't
it? You can't. Well, one might be a hypocrite and say, well, I don't really agree with this guy that I'm walking with. But, you know,
he's patting my pockets. You know, that's what it's about. It's about my money. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? You got to think about that, isn't
preaching.
It? And for those that want to desire, see how God said and showed and exemplified? You know, the Bible says that they preached, friends, the good news, and showed them the kingdom.
Yeah.
They showed them the kingdom.
Really good.
They found their faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of the living God. You're not to find it in the wisdom of men. You're to find it in the Spirit of God. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is in word, not in power. The Lord working with them, confirming the word, signs, and following. Now we have people thinking that we need an intellectual pastor or an intellectual priest.
That's right.
Yeah, how's that working out?
Because they've done so much for us.
What did James Madison, the father of our Constitution, rightly say of philosophy? That's big words with what? Common sense meaning. Yeah. Yeah. Well,
study those big words.
And here the whole time Jesus is using a little kid as the model of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
People want to work themselves out of common sense and simplicity.
That's right. And fishermen and ex-tax collectors to change the world.
Stinky men. God chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Just got a chap to hide.
And because of that, we have a job.
That's right.
That's true. Woo! The Pharisees and the scribes looked upon John and Peter and knew within themselves that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they perceived that they were with Jesus. That's all that matters to me. I want to be found in the captain of my salvation. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, friends. I hope you're having a good 4th of July. By the way, a Marine stuns a crowd with forgotten verses of the national anthem. I bet you didn't know this.
What are these verses?
Yes. The country has been secularized in many ways, one of which is leaving out the 4th verse of the Star-Spangled Banner, conveniently. This man brings it back powerfully in front of a big crowd and to everyone's surprise. So let's go ahead and play this. A former Marine. Now, this isn't my type of singing, friends, but I'll tell you what. His heart was in it, and I think you're going to get it.
One question was raised about how will we teach our young people. And I'm a former Marine, and I became aware that there are two verses. And we need to hear the second verse, which says, "Oh, thus be it ever when free men shall stand between their loved homes and the war's desolation, blessed with victory and peace. May the heaven rescued land praise the power that has made and preserved us a nation. Then conquer we must when our cause it is just, and this be our motto. In God is our trust, and the star-spangled banner in triumph shall wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
See what happened, friends, is if you watch the video. Jay, can you go ahead and post that video on Sons of Liberty Radio? What you'll see is you'll see him. They were just interviewing him, and all of a sudden he started singing, and you see all the crowd around him start standing up because they didn't expect this. Now, I also want to say this, too. It says in Isaiah 10, it says that the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage. If some of you are out there listening right now, and all of a sudden you feel this power going through you, a lot of times it feels like warm water. That's the anointing of the Holy Ghost who breaks the yoke of bondage. And prior to me playing that, I just said to you that you're to find your faith in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. Now, I could never have known this before I'd actually played that, that you were going to be doused with the Holy Ghost. Just so you understand, that is totally natural to the spiritual man. That is the Spirit of God breaking the yoke of bondage over your life if you just got doused. And I hope you did. Because you just found your faith in the power and the demonstration in the Spirit of God. I love that. I love that. Let's take some phone calls real quick. We got Emily. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hello, Bradley. So you guys were
Jake's
talking about
too.
How God.
Wait. Let's slow down a second. So, Jake's here too. Were you going to acknowledge him, or are you doing what everybody else does?
Thank you.
Okay. She said hi, Jake.
Thanks, Emily.
All right. You know what?
Anyways.
You sent me an email, too.
I noticed that every day I come in here, too, his wife. She always says hello to me, and I notice she gives him the cold shoulder the rest of the day. Same
Turns
thing
around.
With our producer.
Yeah, everybody's nice to me, and then you walk in the door and say,
is that
where did Jake go?
It must be.
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead, Emily.
So you guys were talking about a lot about how God, his divine power, was there to help them, like, you know, start this country. Because there's just a few men, and then you have the biggest, like, military in the world up against them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like God helped them. And I was reading this.
You're speaking of the British, right? You're speaking of the British, yep.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
But Thomas Jefferson said, I have sworn upon the altar of God internal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of men. And it's like, where did that mindset go that he had? It's like, well, it's not there anymore. Our people are just slacking off and lacking.
No. But we got to be careful, Emily, because people are thinking that way. So you begin to fall for the media mentality that everybody thinks that way, when in fact there's very few people that are thinking that way. And the people that are thinking that way are the ones that are actually trying to brainwash you into thinking that everybody does think that way, when in fact they don't think that way. If that was the case, you wouldn't be calling the Sons of Liberty right now, and you wouldn't be reaching 53 countries right now. Right? So there's people that know the difference.
Well, there's people. I'm not talking people outside of you guys. You
okay.
Know?
Yep.
And it's just like this action that they did, you know, they got out there and actually did it. And it's like there's very few people. I mean, you guys are, but it's just like, where's everybody else?
Well, so are you. And you know what? That's why we're here. Folks, I got to take a quick break. Thank you for your call, Emily. George Washington said this, deeds, not words. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like.
On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Be a lefty, the drummer.
Oh.
Because I notice he's coming in on and rather than on one.
He does have
one
like
and two
down...
and three and I'm a drummer, folks.
It's like a he's the most unique, I think.
No, he's not. He's not that unique.
Really?
No.
He does because he plays that offbeat that you're always talking about.
It's no,
like,
no, no, no.
He goes left when you should
no.
go right.
Dude, there's some monster drummers out there that are just scary. Modern day guys, whoa. And I'm not just talking about Bradley Dean from Junkyard Prophet.
Which has a Deadlock DVD that you can get right now. It's a DVD that teaches you how to play the drums from a Christian perspective as opposed to the trash music.
Amen. The Statue of Liberty, folks, is one of the largest statues ever made. It is 151 feet high. It weighs 450,000 pounds, and it's made out of copper. Wow. That girl would be hard to take down.
Yes, she would.
Yes. The people of France gave us this beautiful symbol of our country. It showed how much the French people thought of the freedom in our country. Thomas Jefferson said, folks, quick note, the difference between our government and the government, European government, was the difference between heaven and hell. The French gave us the Statue of Liberty. Now, the torch in the statue's right hand is a symbol of freedom. In her left hand, she holds a tablet. The tablet stands for the Declaration of Independence. The tablet stands for the Declaration of Independence that's in the hand of the Statue of Liberty. At her feet is a broken chain, which means we are a free country. Wow. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it.
You like?
We'd be free, man.
You like?
We'd be free.
Yes. It's not good. Julie, you got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Brad and Jake. How are you doing today, guys?
We're doing good. What's the temperature where you are at?
It is 100 degrees with 20% humidity. Woohoo! In what? Wisconsin.
We have a meteorologist here.
Nice.
Could you tell me the precipitation, please?
What's going to happen tomorrow? What's the weather like tomorrow, Julie?
Dude, well, I feel pretty sweaty, but, you know, I can't really tell you the precise, you know, degrees of precipitation, but, you know, whatever.
How much will I sweat?
That's
if
a
I
thought.
Go outside?
One of my sensors is going off right now. She's sweaty. She's a girl. And I'm thinking to myself, does she smell?
At least she doesn't weigh, how much did the Statue of Liberty weigh?
450,000 pounds.
You don't weigh 450,000 pounds.
No, and you don't have like this,
you don't
this
have a blog.
Crown on your head, right? With these thorns
no,
coming out of
no.
it? Okay.
You don't write a blog and you work for a college in Minnesota, do you?
You know, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Have Heather check out really quick for me if you would on the Statue of Liberty. Hang on a second, Julie.
All right.
You're just a caller. I'm totally playing. listen, on the Statue of Liberty, there's this like, that she has thorns coming out of her head. Will you check that out and tell me what that means? Is that supposed to be some sort of a halo? Like on the Moses statue, the breast of Moses, it has like the horns of Sharon. It's symbolic of spirit.
Gotcha. I thought it was like rays of light. That
no,
was what I was
okay,
thought.
That's yeah, another thing that we light. Can look at, and that's kind of what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But also think about, is that like symbolic of horn of salvation? Like when you see David talking about the horn of salvation, mm-hmm. that means God was his defender.
That's right.
He fought off his
that's
enemies.
Right.
I thought it was kind of ironic because I'm looking at her picture right now that she has those thorns sticking out of her head like that. And what that means, a rays of light, horns of rays, as Jake was talking about, or is this those rays of Sharon as on the Moses bust? If you go online, you can go look at Moses' bust,
mm-hmm.
and it'll show you all different sorts. And it shows you a version that you probably haven't seen unless you watched C.C. DeVille's version of the Ten Commandments. He's got it in there. And as a matter of fact, I just ordered one for my home because I seen it. I thought, that is really cool. How come we don't see it anymore? But anyways, they're checking it out. Go ahead, Julie. Thank you for waiting.
Okay.
Thank you for tolerating us.
You're welcome. In 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9 says, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed." This is, you know, to give hope to those who are fighting for their liberty and to not give up. You know, we will win the day in Jesus' name. It just means that we're going to have to fight even harder. And people just can't look at the circumstances around them and say, "Oh, this is going on, this is going on. Big stinking deal. What are you doing about it? Get off your butt and go and fight for our country."
Amen.
Then you can go and complain to me about how whatever, you know, it is.
Yeah.
At least do something about it, you know?
Yep. Can I bring you off out in the left field just for a second here? Because
sure.
During the break, I was just talking to the lead singer of Junkyard Prophet, which I'm the drummer of the band, junkyardprophet.com, junkyardprophet.com. And we were talking, and I said, "Isn't it amazing how so many people are just willing to give it up
mm-hmm.
without a fight?" And that completely blows me away. But again, I have to say, that is not the case. There's a lot of people out there that are fighting the good fight. Or I also talked to them about, I said, isn't it also interesting that there are so many people out there on conservative radio, modern conservative radio, that are selling you fear rather than selling you hope? Well, the hope is at the end of the truth that's been given to you as to how you respond to that truth, because there is the hope.
Yep. That's just like Patrick Henry said, fight.
Fight.
At the very end
that's
of
right.
it. He gave this great, eloquent speech, and then he said, "We must fight."
Yes.
It's as simple as it comes.
Totally. Julie, have a great day. Have a great 4th of July. And I hope you enjoy the 100-degree weather. I have to get back to my other point. By the way, Jake was right on this. Let's go back to the Statue of Liberty really quick. Does she have a name besides the state, Lady Liberty? Did you know that one of our presidents used to call her Miss Liberty? Do you notice the reverence on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, Liberty Enlightening the World is what's on the Statue of Liberty.
She does.
Liberty Enlightening the World. Through what? Judgment.
Yep, that's right.
That's what it comes down to. Isaiah 51. No, folks, this is all true. It's all accurate. There's nothing loose. Everything is line upon line, precept upon precept. No inaccuracy there. Check out Isaiah 51, and you'll see as to why the Statue of Liberty is called as to what it's called. Many believe, back to the Statue of Liberty again, the spikes on the head. Many believe the seven spikes are rays of light representing the seven seas and seven continents of the world. Is that awesome? Talking about symbolism,
yeah.
Folks, we don't look at the Statue of Liberty as some form of God.
Yeah, right.
Because we don't want to be found guilty of that. But the bottom line is symbolism is okay as long as it doesn't take the place of God our Father,
the
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in Jesus' name.
Do we worship the statue or do we worship what she represents?
The meaning.
Being Christ.
Amen.
Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
That's right. And where there is a preacher, he is fighting for liberty.
That's right.
Amen.
He will be fighting.
All the time. Black Regiment.
Yep.
You still have something
foundation.
Go ahead.
All the sermons that were sent during the time, during the era. Well, first we had the Great Awakening, which was happening. All the preachers were preaching about liberty and against the tyrannies of King George III. And they would write up their little sermons. And they were scared of the IRS, so they would just say it to their congregations. That's all. No, they took their sermons. They sent them to the king. They were called tracts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They sent them to the king. The king despised those pastors because those pastors had in their basement what we call armories, bullets and guns. Many of the pastors led regiments of troops during the Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
George Washington depended upon the preachers of the colonies during that war.
Yeah, who was a full-blown general in the religion of Christianity.
That's right.
Yeah, went to his house, got the hat and the T-shirt.
Yep.
His grave. He's got the book of John written on his stone casket.
Yep.
So it's scripture. Just, you know, that's what's awesome about inscriptions, especially when we have them inscripted on our hearts, folks, written on our hearts, the laws of God, and upon our minds, but the laws of God by the Holy Ghost bearing witness. It's great when you go see our forefathers and you see how the revisionists have taken away God from everything. But then you go to his grave and there it is.
Yep.
Christ all over his casket.
That's right.
Oh, folks. I mean, it's ridiculous. And again, I think we're coming to this. I mean, even to go to Arlington and say that we're not a Christian nation, yet that's all you see is Christian crosses over the top of the heads of our fallen.
How'd those get there?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean the men who bled and died for us were Christians
to
establish Christian principle of liberty, and we're not a Christian nation?
To their sacrifice.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I think it's great.
I suppose you could sell that to somebody that doesn't speak the same language as you. They just kind of nod their head.
Totally.
Like whatever.
And I think it's time that we deal with those people that don't speak the same language as we do.
Because that blood is crying out.
Yes, it is.
Against them.
Avenge me.
Yep.
Yeah.
Avenge me. Perfect.
Yeah. It's the 4th of July. You know, I would light some fireworks off for your friends right now, but you can't see me.
And you don't want me lighting
And I
fireworks.
Know that probably every time you hear me and Jake, it's probably fireworks going off in your heads anyways. I think that's the cool part of it.
Every day.
It totally is. Folks, we love you by what we do. God bless you. Have a good 4th of July. We'll be with you again live tomorrow. Please check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We just posted those new items. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, please do, Bradley Dean. I also want to say thank you to the most awesome producers that we have, known to mankind in the United States of America, my wife and children. And Carrie and Heather and your children, Jake. And
sometimes.
Oh, whatever.
You know,
it doesn't matter. What matters, Jake, is that you're here.
That's right.
You know, I think you're absolutely the be-all.
Well, I think you're better than the best. That makes me the best.
I think my wife would agree with you.
I think she would, too.
I totally do. Talk to you tomorrow, friends.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.